This year we'll discuss halachic issues relating to personal hygiene on Shabbos. Regarding applying creams, sprays, and liquids on Shabbos, we'll begin with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, states, Ve'ezehu mochek, what is the malacha of memachek? Zehamavir seir o hatsemer, me'al ha'or achar misa ad shiachlik p'nei ha'or. It involves, again, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, it involves removing hair or wool from leather, and after the skin after the death of the animal, in order to smooth the skin of the animal. So the Malacha B'machek refers to smoothing hard, rough surfaces, or even flexible materials, wood or leather, that are firm in the sense that they cannot be readily molded into a shape. Now there's a derivative of the malacha of memachek, which is mimareach. And the next halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, V'chein ha-mimareach retia kol shehu o shava, o zeves v'chayotzi bahen midvarm ha-mismarchim ad shiachlik p'neim chayv mishum mochek. If someone smears medicinal cream, any type, or wax, or pitch, or similar things that are smeared, that typically are smeared until they have a smooth surface, so that you're also chayev as a derivative of mamachik. So mamachik, which is the av malacha, yimareach, which is a derivative of that malacha. Mimareach refers to smoothing soft, pliable substances that may be pressed or molded to a shape. As an example, using stick deodorant would be forbidden under mimareach. The Shulchan Aruch rules additionally that also litain shava o shemenav benekev hachavis, this is a Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, in Arachayim, siman shin yudal tzif yudalef. The Shulchan Aruch rules also litain shava o shemenav benekev hachavis lisatmo bibnei shehum amareach. We're forbidden from placing wax or very thick oil in the hole of a barrel to close it up, because that's a violation of amareach. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Hei writes, "Afal Gav De'ein Miruach B'Shem." And even though there's no malacha Miruach Memareach when it comes to oil, Aser, it's forbidden to Gazridan Atu Shava. It's a gzera because you might do it with wax. V'Davka Shemen Av. It's only if it's very thick oil. Kevin the Shayach Boktsas Miruach Aser Lechlufe. Because of confusion, because you might, if we allow you to use thick oil, then you might use wax, which would be an Isser Doraisa of Mimareach. So again, in sum, our Chazal forbade smearing any semi-solid substance that has enough density to hold together as a mass because of the outward appearance of Mimareach and the subsequent risk of general confusion about Mimareach. So therefore, we may not smear facial creams, hand creams, rouge creams, eyeshadow creams, skin creams, gels, or other types of creams on our skin. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a leniency in which can be found in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Perek Lamed Gimel He'ara Nunches. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, "The im mareach es hamishcha ad shekula nimse v'nivlas begufa adam." If the cream or ointment is rubbed in to the skin until it's completely absorbed into the skin, lo mikre memareach, it's not considered memareach, v'lo aser, and it's not forbidden. Ela kishehamishcha nisheres v'rotze lachlika al pi aguf. It's only forbidden when the cream remains and he wants to smooth it on top of the body, but if it's rubbed into the skin, then there's no prohibition of memareach. This is the position of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and Rabbi Willig does agree to this leniency, even though others disagree. Now, this prohibition of memareach only applies to semi-solid substances. You may smear liquid-like substances on your skin, like baby oil, liquid soap, liquid toner, liquid cleanser, either with your finger or by pouring onto a tissue and applying it from the tissue to your body. You may also spray on roll-on deodorant. You apply spray or roll-on deodorant, a body spray, facial spray, and sunscreen spray directly to your body, again, because it's not a semi-solid substance. It's a liquid substance. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzah writes, Mutter lasi, this is in Perek Yudal Halacha Chavches. Mutter lasuch esatinok b'shem nazil. You can, I guess, smear liquid oil onto a child. Ach also litir es hashem al gabe gefer tsemer al gabe tsemer gefer o matlis sviga mishum iser schita. But you can't place the oil on a cotton ball or on some kind of damp wet cloth and on a cloth on Shabbos because of the concern of schita. So that means you can't use a wet cloth, a wet towel, a wet Q-tip or a cotton ball to apply liquid cleansers or liquid toners. Rather, you should apply it directly with your fingers. Now, to remove the cleanser or the toner, you should rinse it off with water or use a dry towel or a facial tissue. Again, we should try to avoid using a wet paper towel or a sponge to rinse it off because of the concern of schita. Now, it's very important to understand that this prohibition only applies to smearing semi-solid substances. You can press semi-solid substances on your skin. So therefore, you can dab moisturizers or ointment on the surface of the skin. In theory, there may be a halakhic issue to apply medicinal creams on Shabbos, but in practice, you can apply these creams if you're in pain or if there is a concern of infection. So again, to deal with that, you have to deal with both the issue of mimareach and the issue of refuah. So if someone, again, is in pain or there's a concern of infection, though from a refuah, from a medicinal standpoint, it would be permitted. And from a mimareach standpoint, just dab it on your skin. And after you do that, you can then place a band-aid on top of the cream, even if it will become indirectly smeared as a result of this. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Hilchos Yom Tov, in Or Chaim, Hilchos Yom Tov, Siman Tav Kuf Yud Alef, Sif Dalet, writes that Asur Lischof Kos Mevusam Al HaBigadim Bishum Demole Bahen Recha, that there is a, that even though you can spray perfume or cologne on your body, you cannot spray a fabric scent on clothing. When you put a fabric scent on clothing, so this constitutes the rabbinic prohibition of molid recha. Regarding applying makeup on Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur le'isha she'ta'avir b'Shabbos srak al padeh mishum tzoveya. The person cannot, this is again in Siman Shin Gimel Seif Chaf Hei, Shulchan Aruch writes that you can't add color on Shabbos, it's the malach of Tzoveya, therefore you cannot apply makeup, including lipstick, colorless nail polish, lip gloss, or lip sealer on Shabbos. There is a debate whether this is a Torah prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition. Ramosha Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Yodalad has a tshuva, lihiskashi leisha belipstick. And he writes, uvedavar imutra leisha lihiskashi belipstick, regarding whether a woman can put on lipstick. Hine asur mishnei tamim me iser memachek miser tzvi. It's an issue both from memachek and tzviya coloring. And he says, vimhulach shaleka memachek yeshal kalpanim iser tzvi. If it's liquid lipstick, there still is an issue of tzviya. And there is a prohibition for a woman to color her face because of tzviya. Aval lizrok es ha-powder, or ha-avka, lavar al panim shelo miskayim klal im baze iser tzviya. But to throw white powder on the face that doesn't last at all, there's no prohibition of tzviya. So Moshe Feinstein is of the opinion that applying makeup to one's face is a rabbinic prohibition. And if it doesn't last very long, then it's permitted. He only allows the use of certain powders that have been carefully tested to ensure that they are not long-lasting. In general, Shabbos makeup with the proper hashgacha is generally powder and not oil-based. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach happens to disagree with Rav Moshe, and he argues that all makeup may not be applied on Shabbos, regardless of how long it lasts. Those who follow Rav Moshe's position must follow certain procedures that are on these types of makeup. The face must be dry and clean from any other different makeup, and they have to use a separate brush for every color. Now, to remove the makeup, one cannot use cream or thick makeup removers because this entails mimareach. You can use liquid eye makeup remover, liquid cleanser, or baby oil to remove makeup. You should apply them using a finger, but not a wet cotton ball or a wet Q-tip, because this constitutes schita. You can also use a dry cloth to remove the makeup. Regarding styling hair on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Gimel, Seif Chav Zayin rules, Aser Lisrok B'masrek B'Shabbos, you can't brush with a comb on Shabbos, or can't comb your hair with a comb on Shabbos. Afilo also she'osu miseir chazir she'ef she'shel yaku saros. Even if you use with, bristles from a pig, it's a softer bristles, it's still an issue because it's inevitable that hair will fall out. And when you pull out hairs, and that is a violation of gozes, of cutting hair. This is what's called a psik resha, where you're performing a malacha, or you're performing an action, which is neutral on the surface, but the inevitable consequence will be that a malacha will be violated. So, regarding this, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Siman Ayin Ches rules that you can gently brush your hair if you use a soft bristle brush that is designated for Shabbos use. Rabbi Willig has a very simple recommendation. He recommends that one should brush his or her hair with the brush during the week. And if hairs generally do not fall out, then you can use the brush on Shabbos. A woman may brush her shetel hair without this concern. Now the Gemara in Shabbos states that braiding hair is forbidden on Shabbos because it resembles the malacha of bona, or building, because a structure is created. Now, curling hair, or whether it's sheitel or regular hair, with rollers on Shabbos is prohibited for the same reason as is shaping it through spray, mousse, or gel. In his Sefer of the Lamed Tes Malachos, Rabbi Ribiat writes that some poskim permit the use of hairsprays on Shabbos after the hair is styled, because in this case, the spraying merely acts to retain a pre-existing shape. Some disagree, but there is potentially room to be lenient to use sprays that don't create the shape, but simply retain the pre-existing shape. So these are some basic rules, halachos, associated with personal hygiene on Shabbos, applying creams, sprays, and liquids on Shabbos, applying makeup on Shabbos, and styling hair on Shabbos.